So let's go to Senekal now, where the Magistrates Court is hearing the bail application of two men accused of murdering farm manager Brendan Horner. The investigating officer is currently on the stand there, leading evidence about why the two men should not be released. That's Captain Gerhardus Meiberg. He's been giving evidence there. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, joining us from Senekal now. Khumotso, thanks for joining us today. So what have we been hearing from Captain Gerhardus Meiberg over the last little while?
Well, the captain really dropping quite a bomb at the beginning of his testimony, Mandy, saying he didn't mention last week that one of his key witnesses has been intimidated while she was at a funeral in Putalichaba. It's come out today in court that the person who intimidated her followed her to the funeral and then told her that if she doesn't stop testifying, she will not live to see the beginning of December. Now, as a result, police in Senekal organizing witness protection for her, as she it is a very sensitive case at this stage. And this is one of the reasons that he's using to motivate why the accused should not be granted bail. He says it will cause quite a bit of uproar and that it will disturb the peace in the community if they are released on bail. Of course, citing that protest by farmers about 2 weeks ago that we saw turned violent when the accused made their first appearance in the Senekal Magistrates Court.
As I understand it, we've also been hearing about the previous criminal records of these two accused and that one of them may have been involved in stock theft before. What has the court heard about that information?
Right, so it's been heard that accused number one, that is Skweja Masamba, he's currently out on bail, and yeah, that was established on Friday, that he's out on bail for stock theft. But it's been heard today in court that police are actually planning on arresting him for another incident of stock theft in this area, well, in the Paul Roo area. And of course, that's very interesting because it needs to be considered and factored in when making a decision for him to be released on bail. He does seem like a repeat offender, and this is not his first, second, or even third brush with the law.
The two men arrested for public disobedience, one appearing in court yesterday applying for bail. He was granted bail, as I understand it. And also the other man in the High Court was granted bail. Is there any update on that separate issue?
Not at this stage, Mandy. So we do know that both men are out on bail. We are waiting to hear whether there'll be any other arrests for that incident. Of course, we saw that it was a group of farmers or people that identified as farmers or community members that were involved in that protest. But the lawyers today, while they were motivating for bail for their clients, they have said that that incident was a reflection of the national situation and the national feeling around farm murders. So they're saying that if their clients are released on bail, it won't necessarily disturb the peace in Senekal because the issue of stock theft is a national issue and they won't be really responding to the problem that we see everywhere in the country. You must remember that many of the people that were here protesting during that protest with the farmers, it was established in court that many of them were not from Senekal. And the legal team is just using that to say that the release of their client will not disturb the peace, at least in Senekal.
Khumotso Modise, she's out in Senekal for us, EWN reporter. Thank you for that report from the courthouse in Senekal. So those two men accused of killing farm manager Brendan Horner, they're currently applying for bail.